This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
An Erio's original.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers, the podcast where we do a deep dive into some of our favorite mysteries. Each week, we will introduce our topic, lay out our research and findings, reveal some conspiracy theories, and conclude with our own hypothesis. I am Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
And I'm Producer Maria.
We have a ton of patrons this week. So exciting. Melissa, who has joined the gang?
We've got Catherine the Yarner. Lauren, Courtney, Ty, Autumn, Lisa, Mary Lee, Sophia, Megan, Alyssa, Stephanie, Heather, and Richard.
Guys, thank you so much. I am super excited for our episode today. I found it from this Oxygen 5-part miniseries that's available on Hulu. And it's really cool. The disappearance of Crystal Rogers. And it is an unsolved murder that's now been taken over by the FBI. And this docuseries is this journalist and then this like private investigator are kind of looking into the case and trying to solve it themselves because, as usual, the police aren't doing a good job. So that is going to be our episode today. So let's get into it. Crystal Rogers was born in Bardstown, Kentucky, which is where all this is going on. And this small town is like a cesspool for weird activity.
I love a weird activity town.
Yeah. And so we're going to get into, there's a lot of theories about what's going on in this town, but people who live here are even afraid to talk about it. They're like, we don't want to get into what's going on here.
Bardwell, Kentucky.
Bardstown.
Because there is a Bardsville.
Well, this is Bardstown.
Uh-oh. The first mystery.
Out the gate, not listening. Yeah.
What was it? Centralville, Kentucky?
No, yeah. Okay, so I got Arizona? The Ville wrong.
It's a town. Bardstown, Kentucky.
I know. Zip code 40004.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 40004.
Okay.
Maria, did you work for the cops? Why are you trying to throw me off? Okay, so she went missing on July 3rd, 2015 on very mysterious circumstances. She went missing on the 3rd and she lives with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend didn't say anything, didn't report her missing. What? Her mom, when she didn't hear her, ended up reporting her missing 2 days later on July 5th.
Suspect already.
Yeah, already weird. The same day that she was reported missing, Crystal's car was found abandoned with a flat tire on the side of the Bluegrass Parkway. Her keys, her phone, and her purse were still inside of her car.
Uh-oh.
The seat was like not in a driving position. Yeah, so it was like in a position that like wasn't right for her driving. It wasn't like in a full recline, like she was lying down.
But like someone else was driving, perhaps.
Yeah, it was like someone like way taller than her. The seat was positioned that way. So Rogers had five children also, and she was like a real hovering mom. Like she never went anywhere without her kids. So that was another weird thing where it's like she would never just leave and disappear without her kids. A lot of this information that I'm going to give you today is from this docuseries that I watched on Hulu. In this docuseries, like I said, this reporter, Stephanie Bauer, who's an Emmy-nominated reporter, and then this homicide detective, Dwayne Stanton, who has worked on more than 750 homicide investigations.
Dang.
Yeah, try to work with the family to figure out what's happened. Additionally, in this town, in Bardstown, Kentucky, there have been four unsolved crimes in 4 years.
What?
Okay, so that's on the police at this point. Like, I know, but like at some point you have to like look internally and just go like, okay, so maybe there's something going on with us.
With the chief of police, maybe.
I am the chief of police.
With Allie Siegel, chief of police.
Chief of police. Well, that's the main... As you'll listen, that's the main suspect.
I won't.
Dirty cops. Yeah, yeah, don't worry. I won't be listening. Don't worry. I will be fully tuning out.
I am checked out.
In fact, I'm watching TV. So Crystal Rogers was blonde, blue-eyed, 5'9", 155 pounds. Her mom is named Sherry. Her mom is alive today. Her dad, Tommy, is one of the people who's been killed.
What?
So as he's as he started looking more and more into the investigation, he was eventually murdered. They don't know by who. It's an unsolved case.
He knew too much.
Exactly. He knew too much and was eventually assassinated under very mysterious circumstances. She had a husband who she's on fine terms with. He was not a suspect. They were separated. And she had, four children with him, but she lives with her boyfriend who she has a 2-year-old child with. Her boyfriend, Brooks Huck. Okay. That's important.
Brooks Huck?
It might be Hook, but it's Huck or Hook.
Brooks Huck.
I think it's more fun to say Huck.
Brooks Huck.
I think it's better to say Huck too. Okay. Yeah. So, she met her boyfriend, Brooks. Because she was initially, when she separated from her husband, she started renting his back house. And
that's how it always starts.
He asked her on a date. It's honestly, we've all met our boyfriends that
Allie,
way.
It looks like you have a tail right now because Asher's tail is wagging behind you. Melissa, do you see it? It looks like Allie has a little tail and she's getting excited.
I am. I'm so stoked for this episode.
It looks like you are.
So she was renting a back house from him. And then one day he's like, hey, Crystal, do you want to go on a date? And then next thing you know, she's in the main house. Brooks is kind of a man about town. He ran for sheriff once.
Oh,
he did not win, but he did run for sheriff. His brother, Nick, is a cop in town.
Okay.
So they are law enforcement and law enforcement adjacent.
I don't trust them already.
Yeah, bad news, okay? So she has her four kids from her previous marriage. She has a new baby with Brooks. This is very weird. So Brooks, when he would go grocery shopping, would only buy groceries for Crystal and their child.
Oh.
Crystal was responsible for buying groceries for her children from the previous
marriage. Oh, my God.
Fucked up.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard
that's
in my life.
So
that's
fucked up.
So passive aggressive and gross.
Was she getting child support from her previous?
Probably. Yeah. So there was no, that never came up in
that wasn't like a bad situation or anything.
Yeah, so there was never any, like, in my research and in the doc, like, there was never anything that implicated or said there was any kind of issues with her previous
husband. But still, that's fucked up. You can't date someone and be like, well, I'm going to pay for our child, but your other children can starve.
Because then he could get reimbursed for the, if she was getting child support, he can he doesn't just not have to go shopping.
Also, if you're love this woman, then love her entire family. Yeah. You know, like it's just very indicative of his personality, which is something to consider.
Don't like it.
Yeah. And also just like weird jealousy and stuff like that. So here's what happened. It was, I guess, on July 3rd, allegedly that night, Crystal and Brooks went to Brooks's family farm because they had a farm, his family, with their baby until midnight, apparently, to light a fire, walk around and feed the cows. But it was raining that night. So this reporter and the homicide detective are like, why did they go to a farm with a baby at midnight walking around in the rain? That doesn't make sense.
They would cancel.
But that's what Brooks says happened. Brooks wakes up the next morning. So then they drive home. So they drive to the farm around 7 p.m. They come home at midnight. They go back to their house. They fall asleep. Brooks says he wakes up the next morning with the baby next to him, but no Crystal.
What?
And her other kids were with her husband. So I think they had like a joint custody agreement and everything was fine and like copacetic. He said that he called Crystal once. He couldn't remember what time, just to be like, where are you? And she didn't answer. He said there was no fight, nothing like that. He said he didn't want to call her too many times, though, because he thought it would, quote unquote, make things worse. But if they weren't in a fight, what would make things worse about calling her too much?
That doesn't make sense.
Which is weird. Yeah. So 2 days go by and Crystal's mom, Sherry, they all live in the same town, like can't reach her, thinks it's weird. They call Brooks. Brooks doesn't answer the phone. So they're like, we're going to file a police report. Like, what the fuck is going on? Sherry's driving to the police station and she actually sees Brooks on the way to the police station. So she pulls over and she's like, where's my daughter? Like, oh my God, like I haven't been able to reach you. I haven't been able to reach Crystal. What is going on? And Brooks is like, oh, I don't know where Crystal is. She's been gone for 2 days. And then Sherry sees that the baby's in the back and she's like, Crystal would never leave the baby. This is crazy. Like, why are you with the baby? Where's my daughter? Why haven't you told me she's missing? And Sherry's like, I'm going to the police. I'm going to like write a report. Like, we need to figure out where she is. And Brooks is like, okay, fine. Right.
Also weird that he was not answering her phone calls.
Yeah. Brooks is like, okay, go do a report. And he seemed completely unfazed and like didn't go help her, didn't go with her to the police station, was just like, okay, bye. And then just left. And she was like, that's so fucking weird.
Suspect.
Yeah.
Sus.
That's real sus. So then that day, her car is found by the highway under these mysterious circumstances. But then later on, a tip is called in that Crystal's car was actually seen on the side of the road, abandoned, at 10 p.m. the night she was at the farm.
Oh.
She wasn't at the farm until midnight. That her car was seen by this guy at 10 p.m. on the side of the road, and that there was another car behind her with the lights on, a white Buick. And guess who owns a white Buick?
Brooks.
Brooks's grandmother.
It was the grandmother. That bitch. That old bitch.
That old bitch. So stay tuned. So Brooks's family has a white Buick and it was seen behind Crystal's car at the side of the road the night she went missing. At this point, Crystal's just a missing person. She's not a homicide. So the police investigate Crystal's car. They look through it and then they like immediately give it back to Crystal's family. And they're like, we didn't find anything. And Crystal's family was like, what? Like, it was not properly tested for prints or remains. Like, it wasn't vacuumed out. They didn't do a blood splatter test. They didn't fingerprint it. Because at this point, they don't think it's a homicide. They think she's just missing. And they haven't done anything since because they gave the car back to the family. So at this point, it's tainted.
Yeah.
They can't go back and like do an investigation. This is what's even weirder. So in Kentucky, the crime lab, the police crime lab, this is like a rule that's designated. FYI, Maria's fully gone right now. The crime lab, she's back. The crime lab can only accept 10 pieces of evidence at a time per case because they don't have a big enough capacity for testing. So even if you have like a murder or a disappearance case that has like 50 pieces of evidence, they'll only accept 10. So a lot of times these cops will do kind of like a half-assed job, or they won't really do thorough testing because they know that the lab can't even handle enough stuff and don't really have the capacity to do really thorough testing.
It's got to hire more people.
Yeah, crazy. So they hardly collected any evidence. So in this Hulu or this Oxygen documentary, it's several years later, like this is a recent documentary, but this journalist and this homicide detective get a cadaver dog and they have it check the car, and the cadaver dog finds something in the trunk, like finds a human scent in the trunk of the car. They also do blue star testing, which is when you like you do like black light stuff to see if there's blood or any fluids in the car.
They just, like on honestly, Room Raiders?
They do the jizz test. And they find a potential spot of human blood in the car as well, in the back seat. However, they look into this again and they find it to be nothing. But which is weird, though. Maybe so much time has passed that it's inconclusive. Right. So I don't know. But the cadaver dog did sense something in the back seat and this...
Good doggy.
Yeah.
That's a good boy right there. That's a good dog.
Additionally, the cops, when they start searching the lake for Crystal, because at this point, after a few weeks, they're like, okay, this isn't a missing person. This is probably a homicide. She's declared dead. And they start searching the lake for the body, but they only always search one part of the lake. And Crystal's family is like, why aren't we searching the whole lake? Crystal's mom is like, drain the fucking lake. And the lake is right next to Brooks and Eric's farm, Crystal's boyfriend and the cop brother's farm.
Oh.
So everyone's like, even the cops are like, Crystal was clearly killed at the farm and then dumped in the lake. Like something happened. So here's kind of like a timeline I found of what went down. So this is, there's two timelines, but this is from...
are they parallel timelines?
Yeah, they're... What's weird is that the Mandela effect. July 3rd is the last day she's seen. Her cousin says she saw Rogers walking out of Walmart earlier that day. Rogers' ex-husband says she dropped off two of their children at his house. Oh, so I guess they did get divorced. Then the family members said Rogers had a date night with boyfriend Hooks. Hooks said the police went to the mom's farm. When they returned, Hooks said he went to bed and Rogers stayed up. When he woke up, she was gone. Hook told police Rogers was gone when he woke up the next day. Sherry began to worry. Ballard said the family continued calling and started to look around town. They couldn't find her. July 6th, a reward is announced. $25,000 reward. And a search party starts looking all around town. Oh, this is the craziest part. I forgot to say this already. Okay, so July 7th is when Brooks is being, her boyfriend is being interviewed by the police. While he's getting interviewed by the police, Nick, the cop, Brooks' brother, calls Brooks on the phone during his interview and says, hey, stop talking to the police. You have to stop talking to them. Don't do it. And Brooks is like, no, I want to talk to them. Like, I'll set this straight. Don't worry about it. And this is all on video because it's being recorded. And Nick is like, no, you need to get off the phone. Don't talk to the cops. And Brooks is like, no, it's fine. And then a few minutes later, another cop comes in and is like, hey, let's stop the interview.
What?
And then the interview ends.
Huh.
Later, Nick is fired from the police force for interfering with the case.
And well, that's good.
Yeah. And for not disclosing evidence that they think he has. So July 15th, weird. Nick is interviewed. Kentucky State Police detectives interview Nick a few days later. He initially refused to be interviewed but then was ordered to do so by the chief of police, Ali Siegel. The detectives told Nick that they found bodily fluids in the trunk of his vehicle.
Oh.
And he said that he could not explain why. They did not, that he didn't know why. He also took a polygraph test and failed it. But he, for some reason, was never implicated or I mean, he was implicated, but he was never taken in or anything like that.
That's weird.
So in October 2015, Brooks is named the prime suspect.
Now seems like a good time to take a little break and tell our listeners about our Patreon.
Webcrawlers has a Patreon to get access to rewards, bonus episodes, ad-free episodes, videos one day early, and merchandise discounts. Please go to patreon.com/webcrawlers. You can donate as little as $2 a month or pay for the year up front, so it's just like one $20 down payment, to become one of our Bimbo patrons. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and we will read your reviews on our mailbag episodes. Also, Erios has a hotline.
626-604-6262.
Erios. Please leave us a voicemail and we will play it on our mailbag episodes. They are the highlight of our life. We love them so much.
They really are.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, back to the show.
Brooks is still the prime suspect, but there's not enough evidence to charge him. However, eventually an arrest is made in the case.
Ooh.
So Danny Singleton, who is Brooks' employee and friend, is arrested. So he lied to the police and a jury about where he was the night that Crystal went missing.
Uh-oh.
So he was arrested only on perjury, because that's all you get. That's all he did wrong. So then there's all these other murders, like I said. The police aren't doing a good job on the investigation. So Crystal's dad, Tommy, is like, I'm going to get into this. He keeps like asking around town what's going on. He's doing his own investigation. He's does his own search team, blah, blah. Then one day, every year he goes on this hunting trip, and then he's murdered while hunting.
Dang.
The weirdest thing about this is where he was hunting, there are these bushes that usually like cover up where he was hunting. Right. And there was like an archway cut out of the bushes so that like someone could view where he was hunting. Like a sniper like had cut out a hole in the hedges to shoot through.
Dang. Premeditated.
Yeah. So these hedges had like never been trimmed before. But after his death, when police were investigating, there was like a hole like in the hedges so that someone could like look through and shoot. So it was like clearly an assassination attempt. Like it wasn't an accident. Like a
Where was he shot? Like on the body?
In his finger and he bled to death.
The wiener and giny. I don't know. Like I don't the head. I don't know. I didn't.
Probably in the chest.
It hit him in the chest and instantly killed him. An unknown subject fired one shot. This is from the FBI website. I'm just reading it.
I mean that's like law enforcement.
That's a sniper.
You don't like fire. That's a sniper.
Yeah. It killed him instantly, it says. So, yeah.
Wow.
And he was with his 12-year-old grandson.
Oh, God.
So, I wonder what the... So, did the 12-year-old grandson ever talk to anyone being like the shooter was right there? Or was it just, like, a phantom
bullet? They didn't see. It was, like, a sniper, like, assassination, like, hiding between the trees.
God.
And this guy is, like... And that's why everyone's so afraid to talk about this case, because, like... Right. Someone is so the cops are like someone is so clearly involved. Okay, so in 2013, this is the first killing. A cop is killed. So Bardstown police officer Jason Ellis was on his way home at 2 a.m. From his shift when he's driving, and then all of a sudden sees like all these random freshly cut trees blocking his lane right near his way home, and he's like. Oh, I should move these trees. That's weird. Like, and he was wearing like a body armor. Like his cop uniform had what is it?
The bulletproof
gun
vest.
Bulletproof vest. He was shot right in the area where his bulletproof vest wasn't, and like killed. Like he was shot in the side. Right. Yeah. The craziest part is the Brooks's brother were on the same force and have worked as. Partners before.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. So Nick is the one thing that ties all this together.
But this is before she went missing.
This is before Crystal. Yeah, this is before Crystal. This is before Tommy. This is the first murder that kind of sets everything
right.
off.
Okay.
His family is like, Jason was killed by law enforcement. He was killed by someone who knew him. He was killed by one of his, someone who works on the force with him.
This is... A podcast called Bardstown.
Yeah, it's a podcast also. I didn't listen to it, but yeah.
I've listened to a couple episodes, but I remember I was like, this sounds familiar because there were freshly cut trees.
Yes.
Guys, stop. Yeah, I didn't listen to all of it, but I remember, I didn't realize Crystal Rogers is also connected to this.
Yes.
Damn, this place is fucked up.
Yeah, this place is fucked up.
It should be called Bad Eggs because this seems to me like there were some bad eggs in the police department.
For sure. And when we get into the theories, like there's some crazy stuff, some crazy ideas floating around town. A year after Jason Ellis, a mother and daughter duo were found brutally murdered in their home, but like brutally, not just shot, like,
oh God,
stab, throat slit, bruises, broken bones, like a rage killing. And there was no sign of forced entry. And they think it was two people who killed them.
God.
And then obviously there is Crystal. So there are these kind of four cluster killings and still unsolved. So I found this Reddit thread by Loved a Jackass.
Loved a Jackass.
It's like the Reddit usernames are always so stupid.
Frodo Baggins 420.
Yeah. Ballsack 69. That kind of like says how all these murders are potentially connected. So this is what this person says. The four murders, assuming Crystal was murdered, were spaced about a year apart. That makes the killings look like a cluster. Given the suspects in Crystal's disappearance, it's a good hypothesis that the person responsible for that also killed Tommy. The similarity between Officer Ellis's murder and Tommy's suggests a connection there. Both were planned sniper murders involving more than one person and a highway getaway. We can speculate that the motives in both cases might involve getting rid of someone who knows too much or was somehow in the way of some scheme. The murders started with Officer Ellis. What did he know that made him a target for murders? Mm-hmm. It seems to me that killing him might have made it easier to kill Crystal and then Tommy to solve whatever problems they posed for the killers.
Right.
So maybe Officer Ellis was a good cop and he needed to be he was getting close to something and he needed to be killed because he was going to rat out the other bad cops or something like that. For the Netherland murders, that was the mother and daughter. What we know is that these killings were brutal. Both were beaten and stabbed. Samantha, the teen, had her throat cut. Jesus. The mother had bullet wounds. It looks like overkill for two people with no known enemies.
Yeah.
All we know publicly is that there was a black car involved, and the police say that the occupant of that car was in the Netherland home. So what patterns do these killings have in common? Four murders that unfolded exactly once a year for 4 years. These crimes occur in the same community. Two murders with similar methods. Sniper shooting, isolated area on the highway, set up ahead of time, likely involving two people. Two sniper shootings have adult males as victims. One victim was a police officer. The other was investigating his daughter's death. In the cases of Crystal Rogers, there are two named suspects. The sniper killings likely involved both a shooter and a driver. Local and the suspects are the Hook brothers. Local law enforcement has not been able to arrest anyone in any of these cases.
No one's been arrested for any of these.
No, except for that guy who perjured, who lied under oath,
right.
But not, he wasn't arrested for
That's
the crime.
That's crazy.
We still don't know why exactly any of these people were killed, other than that the general idea that some of these people were in the way of some sort of group or person.
Huh.
The crimes against these women was way more up close and personal. The crimes against Crystal Rogers appears to be a form of domestic violence between Crystal and Brooks, with mm-hmm. whom she lived. The cause of her death, how she was killed, is unknown because her body is still not found.
They haven't found her body yet.
No, they haven't found her body. They recently found remains in Bardstown in Kentucky, but it turned out not to be her.
Oh,
it was
God.
Just some other woman.
Another yeah. woman.
So I guess there's another. Yeah, there's
Jesus.
Another woman. Brooks is a suspect along with his brother. Here is a point that is pure speculation. The person or persons who killed the Netherlands enjoys killing. It could be that the Netherlands case is just a difficult murder to solve, apparently with obvious motive, lost in a series of unsolved crimes in a town unused to murder cases. The viewpoints more to the ineptitude or perhaps corruption of the local police department mm-hmm. than to link to the other crimes. So they're thinking maybe the Netherlands is... not related.
Just a killer.
Or an outlier.
Yeah.
But I think that it's actually...
But it's weird because it's within that four-year span.
Exactly. I think it's related.
Yeah.
So let me tell you why. Okay, so here are some theories. So Brooks and Nick are dirty cops. Although Brooks isn't a cop, but whatever.
Yeah, because why did Nick call him? While he was getting interviewed.
Right, exactly.
That's so weird.
And then the interview stopped. He also failed the poly. He also refused to be interviewed.
Right.
And then when he was interviewed, he failed the polygraph test. There's also allegedly stuff in his trunk that was undetermined.
Mm-hmm.
And then also he couldn't remember anything from that night. They kept asking him questions. He's like, I don't remember where I was. Like, I don't know what I was doing. And so he was like super vague. Okay. So this is one theory. Brooks got jealous, because Crystal was probably like talking to her ex or something, or mm-hmm. maybe they got in some sort of fight about like, you know, like Brooks wouldn't pay for the kids' food.
Right.
Like he was a weirdo. So he probably went ballistic and killed her, or had Danny Singleton, that guy who lied under oath. Maybe he was kind of like his crony. Maybe he did it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the three of them and Nick covered it up.
Yeah.
So maybe she is somewhere on that lake. Then there's something where there's this other thing where Brooks apparently was like laundering money, or there was some sort of weird tax evasion. So there is all these storage units.
Oh, boy.
This is really confusing.
That's nothing good happens.
That's never good.
No.
All these storage units.
Yeah, there was all these storage units they believe are being used for money laundering.
Oh,
and
no.
I don't know if they've had search warrants to get into them. Like, I think they're having problems with search warrants to look into them. But it's believed that maybe Crystal found out what Brooks was doing.
Oh.
And that Brooks... was maybe like involved with some of the dirty cops in terms of like money laundering or also perhaps drugs.
Uh-huh.
And so then Brooks and Nick killed her. here's where the drugs come in. So apparently there's a big gang.
The Bardstown boys.
So apparently there's a big gang population in Bardstown. There's some sort of like Mexican cartel there.
Oh.
And there's people who believe that the mother-daughter killing was a gang initiation.
Oh.
And that's why it was so violent, that it was just some like, and so different from the others, that it was just like a gang initiation. But what people think is that maybe like Brooks was somehow involved with like money laundering or like drug dealing or like the cartel. And Nick was also a dirty cop involved with the cartel, or was like the cartel was paying Nick to not like arrest them or something. And Brooks was privy to that. Maybe Crystal found out about what Brooks was doing. And so she was killed. Tommy started to find out about that. And so Tommy, her dad, started to get close to that, you know, and so he was killed. And then the first killing, that good cop, he probably found out that all the cops were somehow involved with a cartel, and he was killed as well. So that's the main theory that I think sticks for me, is that there's some sort of correlation between this gang or the cartel and the cops in the city being dirty cops, and the people who get close to it or try to stop it end up being killed.
Yeah.
The FBI is now involved in the case, and the IRS. So I feel like for usual missing person cases, like the FBI and the IRS don't get involved. That's where we're at today. 2021.
That theory makes sense to me, the Mexican cartel, because it's such a random group of people that like didn't really have enemies, that like what's the point of killing them? Like, it doesn't.
And also killing the dad because he was looking into the case. It's like, why would you do that? That's so like, of course, if that person doesn't find out who did the crime, someone else is going to do it. It just seems like it's just like a warning.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's what I think. Do you guys agree with me? It's the cartel business.
It was either that or that old grandma.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the grandma.
Her car was found.
Oh, I forgot to say something.
The Buick was behind her.
Yes. Oh, and then once it was found out that the Buick was behind Crystal's car, the next day, the cops are like, we need to look at the car. And the car had been sold. They sold the car that day.
Okay. That.
To a dealership.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. They must have like. It must have been like, did they take Crystal's car to the farm, or where they said they were going on a date? Were Brooks and Crystal and the baby in the car?
Allegedly.
And then whoever Nick pulled up, or whoever in the Buick, to stop them, and then like they murdered Crystal, like threw in the lake, and then Brooks and the baby hopped in Nick's car, like took him home or something. But the car was found behind.
Crystal's car was found on the highway.
Oh, but someone spotted it the night before.
Another car behind it. They must have probably been like trashing the car on the highway.
Yeah.
Like one of them probably drove the car to trash it there. And then Nick and
Brooks
like
took the Buick.
Eli, or the baby, drove away in the Buick.
Right. Dropped him off at home.
This makes sense because if you think about it, like the first cop got killed because he wasn't willing to play along.
Right. Yeah.
With the cartel stuff.
Yeah.
That all makes sense to me. And then the guy, Nick, when he was telling his brother, don't talk, he was probably like scared for his life too.
Totally.
Because he was like, don't give up
what's going any on information.
Yeah, because why else would he
I'm
call?
I'm just confused as to how we solved the case and the police haven't.
Well, because the police doesn't want to solve the case because they're in the pocket of this cartel group.
Dang, that's crazy.
So I don't know if you guys have any information on this, or like if you're in the cartel and want to give us some
evidence.
Live
in Bardstown.
Like, if you live in Bardsville. Please let us know. Melissa, where can people reach us?
You can email us at webcrawlerspod@gmail.com.
All right. Well, I am Allie, Drain the Lake Siegel.
I'm Melissa Bardstown Boy Stetton.
And I'm Maria Storage Units Blasucci.
Yes, yes, you are. All right. Bye.
Bye.
An Erios original.
Powered by Acast.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.